But now, we're just so delighted to welcome Honest, who has come all the way from Uganda. Alec is going to come and ask you a few questions, dear brother. So if you'd like to come up the front, and I shall hand over to you.
Honest, it is wonderful to have you with us. Thank you so much, because I know you're probably having a very busy trip, having been in the UK. Where have you been so far since arriving in the UK, and where are you going to be going this week?
Thank you very much. I bring greetings to all of you from Uganda. So far, I came to England on the 13th of Feb, so it's close 20 days here. I've been to different churches, different schools in London, in Birmingham, in Har, in Didcot, where we have friends who support our ministry in Uganda. And I will be in Hartford today and tomorrow. Then Tuesday, I shall be getting back on the plane to Uganda.
Oh, well, it sounds like you've had a very busy few days, seeing lots of churches and schools. So, Honest, please, could you tell us a bit more about, yourself, your family, and also what your role is as part of this partnership we have with schools and churches in Uganda?
Thank you. My name is Honest Wilkins. I have a family. We are four. My wife, Miriam. My two children, Esther, she's 7 years, and Steve Bob, 1 year and 8 months. So Steve is still breastfeeding. I bring greetings from our school, Nyakabungo and Great Lakes High School, to the Harambe team here in Hartford. I greet you by saying, Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. We love you so much. The children in Uganda, the parents, the community has hope for the future in Uganda because of the support you give us. I work as an executive director for Harambe side in Uganda, supervising the projects in the different schools, but most especially Nyakabungo Primary School, where you sponsor some children, and we are really grateful for your support. Thank you.
Fantastic. It's wonderful. And I know the people who've been out to Uganda over the last few years have really appreciated seeing on the ground what is happening in Nyakabungo and in Great Lakes High School. Is there any recent developments? Have they got exams or anything like that happening at the moment?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. At Great Lakes High School, last year's results for all level, that's senior four, we really did our best. We are number two in the region of Kanungu. For over about 40 schools, we are number two. And in the whole of Uganda as a country, we are number 272 out of 3,000 schools in Uganda. So we are in the top 10% of the best schools in the country. We got 11 students in first grade, and 28 students in second grade, 16 in third grade. So we are really happy. Compared to the previous years, we've registered big progress. At Nyakabungo Parents School as well, we are the best in the region of Kanungu. We got 4 children in first grade and 25 in second grade. So all our children came in first and second grade, whereas other schools were registering children in third, fourth, and fifth grades. So we are doing well. Thank you for your question.
That's fantastic. It's always good to hear more about it. And Helen and Martin are fantastic as keeping us up to date. If you would like to know more about the partnership, please do speak to Helen and Martin. They'd love to keep you up to date with things or get you involved in the information feed that goes out regularly. Honest, before we close, how can we be praying for you, but also how can we be praying for the schools that we're partnering with?
Thank you. Definitely, our prayer request number one to you, the Harambe team and the Hartford community and the church members, is pray for us. Pray for the Ugandan children. Pray for our ministry in Uganda. Uganda as a country is one of the poorest countries on the African continent. And surprisingly, it has the largest, youngest population in the world. 78% of Ugandans are below the age of 30, and 60% are below the age of 16. Mm. Surprisingly, we don't have education for this young, big population, no health, no food. So we are in a crisis. It's a big threat that we have many children who can't be able to access education. And Uganda's future is obviously education. One of the reasons why we have the largest, youngest population is because our young girls leave schools, if in case they have even gotten a chance to join schools, leave schools at a tender age. You will find young girls getting married at the age of 14, 15, 16. You will find girls at the age of 16, some having a child or two children. So it's a big challenge, and the government has not come up really well to put in serious policies, serious measures that can sort this. So the big population explosion in Uganda is quite a big threat to the future of the country amidst crisis. So our prayer would be, pray for us that God opens a way for the Ugandan children to be able to get schools, to be able to get food, because most of the children in the families survive on 1 meal a day. The children who are lucky are the children who come to our schools, the Harambee schools. They are able to get food. So that's prayer number one. Prayer number two, not all the children we have in our schools are sponsored. Some of the children we pick up narrowly survive on the sponsorships of the other children. So we would love to have more sponsors, because we run the schools on a deficit budget. And more still, like I said, there are more many children in the communities who would love to come to school, but they don't make it. So if we would have any more sponsors from you, we would be very grateful, and the Lord God shall surely bless you. Prayer number three, there is another way of supporting our children, even if it may not be direct sponsorship. We have Safi Coffee. Safi Coffee is a Ugandan product. It's here in the London market, more especially in Har. Martin and Helen would help to let you know. But Safi Coffee is also complementing our deficit budget in a way that when you buy a kilogram of Safi Coffee, it's very delicious, it's good, it's natural. It's when you buy a kilogram of Safi Coffee, any profit that comes to support us in Uganda to supplement on the deficit budget. Then the last prayer is, keep visiting us in Uganda. We've had teams from Harambee, from Hartford, from St. John's Church come to Uganda, and they have done tremendous work in our children. Whenever you come, visit us in the schools and in the church, you encourage us, you motivate us, we feel like we are really loved, and we get hope that most likely Uganda shall turn into a better country because we have friends who are able to be there for us, who can pray for us, who can support us. The last team that visited Uganda last year, the women came with pads, sanitary pads for girls. It was a great job. We are so glad that our girls could access such, because it's a big challenge. So I would encourage you, come summer, the team that is coming to Uganda, I wish it can be a big number. We shall be glad to host you. We shall be glad to fellowship with you in our churches and in our schools. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, let's pray for Honest and for our links with Uganda. Heavenly Father, we just delight to hear of all that is going on in Uganda. Thank you for Honest and Wilkins, and that he's able to be with us this over the last 20 days visiting us and our schools and churches. We pray for the future of education in Uganda. We praise you that this group of parents have started this school that is now flourishing, that has led onto a high school and a university as well. Lord, we pray that you would continue to prosper that work of education amongst the young people in that region, but across Uganda as well. We pray for the sponsorship of children, Lord, that many more children would be sponsored, that you would graciously provide for their education provision. And we pray also through the various entrepreneurship initiatives that we've heard of, the coffee and other things, Lord, that you would provide financially for Harambe Partnership. And last of all, Father, we pray for our visit to Uganda coming up this year, that it may go ahead, that you would provide the right people to go along, and that you would lay on people's hearts a desire to be involved in the work that is going on there. Thank you for the joy that it brings to Honest and his colleagues and children and the pastors who receive us with such a warm welcome and such wonderful greeting. And we pray that you would continue to bless and make this partnership of churches across countries, across oceans, be fruitful and pleasing to you. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.